Blackstone Audio presents Tilly by Marion Chesney. This book is read by Charlotte Ann Dorr. Chapter 1. The Honourable Miss Matilda Burningham paced the smooth lawns of her family estate on all the perfect glory of an early spring morning, and bitterly envied the peace of nature. Blossoms frothed in a sea of pink and white waves in the orchard. Daffodils blazed gold under the old trees on the lawns, and the sweet, heady, exotic smell of hyacinth floated on the slight breeze. A blackbird at her feet cocked its glossy head, looking for worms. All was as it had been, on the outside at least. King Edward, accompanied by his stupendous retinue, had departed, leaving Jeebles, the rambling ancestral home of the Burninghams, to relapse into its usual rural torpor. But inside Matilda, Tilly to her few friends, was stirring faint, uncomfortable pricklings of unease. She was glad to get back into her customary dress of old riding breeches and jersey, she told herself. The royal visit had forced her into fashionable clothes for the first and, she hoped, the last time in her life. Tilly was only just 17 years old, and still carried around a layer of puppy fat that was slow to melt because of Tilly's fondness for nursery teas. But she had done her best to please her father, Lord Charles Burningham, who had nearly had an apoplexy over the excitement of the king's visit. A lady's maid had been hired.